Hello and welcome to Readers Radio. Today we're on the line with Emmanuel Rosen, author of The Anatomy of Buzz, How to Create Word-of-Mouth Marketing. Emmanuel, the obvious first question, what is buzz?
Buzz essentially is all the person-to-person communication about a brand. If I tell you, Errol, listen, you have to read this great new book called Cold Mountain, this is a comment about that particular book. Comments can flow on email, phone lines, face-to-face, it doesn't really matter. When you add up all the comments that are made about that particular book, this is the buzz about that book. Obviously, as a marketer of this book, you want to maximize the number of person-to-person communication about that book.
So give us an example of how buzz works.
Buzz still works in mysterious ways, even though we've written books about it and we've studied it. I don't think we fully understand, but there are several things that we do know. First of all, it's not top-down. The ideal scenario is one where publisher of your book sends out a press release to the press. They publish great reviews. Readers read it, go to the store and buy it. Well, it works partially like that, but mostly buzz really goes from all directions. There are many books that people actually hear about in the channel, for example, bookstores, from readers. There are also journalists who rely on the opinions of people who are influential but are not necessarily work in the trade and so on. So it really flows in social networks in many different ways, and that's one of the things that make it so difficult to stimulate and encourage buzz.
So how does an author go about creating buzz for a book?
Well, you know, I interviewed a lot of people for the book to find out what they have done in different cases. One case that I wrote about was the book Cold Mountain. And the publisher of that book, I think, was very fast to note that it all starts with a book. So you always have to start with a book that really has the intrinsic value that motivates people to recommend it to friends. I think a large percentage of what actually happens is affected by how good the book is, or I should say, what is the perceived value of the book to readers and whether or not it will make them talk. But now beyond that, once you have a good book, a book that people talk about, what can you do to stimulate people to talk about it? One thing that they did in the case of Cold Mountain was the idea of seeding. And seeding in the publishing industry is done by sending out advanced copies to people. Now, that is not a new concept in any way. I mean, it's been used for many years in the book publishing industry. Numbers make a very big difference here. And when I asked the publishers of Cold Mountain, Grove Atlantic, how many copies did you guys send out? It added up to more than 4,000 copies. Now, they didn't do it all in one stage. They sent out 500, then they felt that it was working. That is, people started talking about the book. So they printed another 1,500, printed another 2,000 or more than 2,000. Who did they send it to? Now, again, we're talking not only about the industry. We're not only talking about bookstores. We're talking about authors of other books. We're talking about readers' clubs. We're talking about many different people, also in other industries, in that particular case, the film industry and others, people who may be talking about the book and pass the word to others. We did the same thing in publishing my book. Doubleday sent out, I think, a little more than 2,000 copies. In my case, my book is about marketing. So obviously it was to anyone who talks about marketing, and not only in one industry, but in multiple industries.
So how can the internet be used to create buzz?
A lot of people have negative opinions about the value of the internet as an e-commerce tool. But one thing that I think very few people will argue against is that the internet is an incredible person-to-person communication tool. So just making it easy for readers to pass on the word to their friends is one thing that is very easy to do in order to stimulate word of mouth. I mean, if you go to my website, for example, you'll see a very simple button that says, pass it on to a friend, tell a friend about the book. And this is the whole area of viral marketing, which I have a chapter on. Essentially, 10 years ago, if I liked a book, I probably could tell a few friends, and theoretically, I could get on the phone and call them. Now, I can email very easily 10 or 20 or 100 of my friends, and you, as a marketer, want to make it as easy as possible for me to do that.
Well, let's talk about how to go about putting this concept into action. What are the first steps an author with a new title should take to start generating and accelerating buzz with their book?
I would say the first thing, make a list of people who you think can be key in spreading the word about your book. Then I would test it. I would see, is that a book that is really going to create buzz? I would give it to, 30 people and see if they talk about it. Ask them later, a month later after they read the book, did you tell your friends about it? How many did you tell? And so on. Get the feel of whether your book is one that is really one that will generate talk. If it does, I would expand the list incredibly to something like in the hundreds or the thousands if your budget allows it, and start intensive seeding in different social circles, in different industries, depending, of course, on the type of the book and the subject of the book. But really have the book out ahead of time and have a lot of people be exposed to it.
Great ideas, Emmanuel. Thanks for being on the program. Do you have a book? An interview like the one you just heard can help you sell it. Go to readersradionetwork.com to find out how. That's www.readersradionetwork.com. Thanks for listening.